So I'm back from sabbatical. Well, I wanted to explain to anybody who's here for the first time, they don't always greet me like this. But I've been gone for 5 weeks, so. And I missed you, and I missed these services. And it occurred to me to tell you something about a minister's time off that you might not have thought of. The vacation is not in skipping Sunday services, although it's nice to have a break and do something else, like most of you do occasionally. The vacation, though, is in not preparing a talk, which takes a couple of days. It's in not writing and formatting the newsletter, which takes a couple of days. It's in not going to meetings about what's broken and how much it will cost to fix it. It's not answering a lot of emails. It's not preparing detailed reports for a board meeting. That's the vacation between Sundays. So thank you for letting me have that. I wish I could tell you that I wrote a bestseller or found a cure for cancer. I read a couple of books in the stack. I have a friend who calls that the stack of shame on his night table. I did a couple of projects. I went to Albuquerque for Unity's convention to watch our friend Tim Alderman being installed as chairman of the board of Unity Worldwide Ministries. And I spent a couple of days in Colorado, but mostly just hung around the house in the air conditioning. I also wanted to thank Sherry Conway and Kit for holding down the fort while I was gone. You know, Sherry, preparing the announcements takes the better part of a day. Juggling the speakers, making sure they have everything they need when they're here and we have everything they need for them, hosting them when they show up, walking them through the service. And then Kit did double duty, putting together music for each speaker, whatever their topic was, and speaking herself one Sunday. And you'll be hearing more from her. And thanks to Caroline Harper for handling the newsletter. And thanks to you who kept coming to church, supporting the guest speakers. They all said how much they enjoyed being here, and I enjoyed showing you off. They always say, what a wonderful place. And I just say, yes, I know. It's become a tradition every summer that I offer a Sunday series about prosperity. And every summer I explain that prosperity is so much more than money. Actually, today's daily word said everything I plan to say. So if you want to sleep through this, check the daily word. Affluence literally means abundant flow, fluid, for everything in your life. Love, money, health, happiness, relationships. Prosperity is the consciousness that attracts it to you. Prosperity is from a Latin root that means to go forward hopefully. To go forward hopefully. It's an attitude toward life. It's a way of living. Your abundance doesn't depend on what happens out there. Jobs, the economy, interest rates, the stock market. Abundance is about the free flow of substance through you. As humans, we tend to dam up that flow. But as you learn these principles, you can change that. And it's hard to believe our abundance has nothing to do with events, with the things that seem to happen to us, or what's going on in the world. But remember, we're going for an attitude of abundance, a feeling that life is rich and full, regardless of your bank account. If you never want to worry about money again, then don't. Just don't worry about it. Prosperity is an attitude. It's a mindset. I had a friend who grew up by the railroad tracks eating beans and cornbread, and he said as an adult, I never knew we were poor. It's an attitude. It's an outlook. Kids in poverty-stricken countries still play and laugh and run. That is our true nature. So working on prosperity consciousness is about your whole self. It's holistic. It's not just to get money or jobs. You might have all the money you need, but do you go forward hopefully every day? Do you know the joy of your true nature? Life is lived from within out. That's a well-known quote from Eric Butterworth. Life is lived from within out. It means everything starts in consciousness, with your thoughts and feelings, your mind and heart. What you see in your life is just the solid form of whatever's going on within you. Eric Butterworth was one of Unity's great writers. I recommend any of his books to you. You heard Carl say that Molly and I are starting a book study August 4th on his classic, Discover the Power Within You. That's the book that Oprah says changed her life, changed her views of God and Jesus. The book I'm using for this series is Spiritual Economics, Butterworth's book about prosperity. He was actually a Canadian, but spent most of his adult life in the United States. He was a Unity minister in New York City, quite well known. He didn't have a church per se. He lectured every Sunday at Lincoln Center to a couple of thousand people. And I'm told he would just appear and speak and then disappear. He didn't stick around to shake hands. He certainly never went to a potluck. Actually, his church didn't do that sort of thing. It wasn't so much a community as they were Eric's students. He wrote and taught prolifically and died in 2003. Maya Angelou gave his eulogy. One of the things I love about him is that he never pulls his punches. He is totally impatient with traditional Christianity and with a lot of spiritual teaching. And he hammers on this idea that life is consciousness. We live from within out. So if you want an attitude of prosperity, take responsibility for your thoughts. No matter what the economic indicators indicate, no matter what you hear on CNBC, you may have no control over the economy, but you can choose what you think about it. And you create your life with your thoughts. Butterworth says you should also refuse to talk about anything you don't want in your life. So listen and try to catch yourself saying, I can't do that. I'm afraid there's not enough of. I can't afford. I think I've told you before that when the church board meets, Tim Alderman here, our board president, will not allow any of us to say the church can't afford something. We might choose not to spend money on that right now. But we do have money. And watch out for the word only. I only have. Abundance is the result of your thinking. Prosperity is a mindset. And you set your mind, your focus, with prayer. So let me read to you from Spiritual Economics. In regular meditation practice, work on the realization that you are surrounded by a divine presence which wishes you only good because you are expressing its life. The biting truth is that God will make you prosperous and successful in all your ways if you don't make it too hard for God. He means stay open to the flow. Infinite Mind will put ideas into your mind, words into your mouth, creativity into your hands, boundless opportunity before you, and guiding light on your way. So let's talk some more about how this law works. It starts with principle one. Unity teaches five basic spiritual laws or principles, and the first is that God is everything. We affirm that in every service. Well, if you're here at the beginning of the service, we do affirm there is only one presence and one power. All the love, wisdom, health, and wealth of the world are what we call God. God is all sufficiency. Luke said, in him we live and move and have our being. We're like fish in an ocean of the divine. Unity's founders called it substance. From the Latin substare, meaning to stand under, the foundation of all things. Substance is the foundation of the universe. It's the light and intelligence that are the building blocks of everything. Substance is life force. If nothing is really solid, substance is the space between particles. All of God is present at every point in space. This can be hard to wrap our minds around. It's why we keep having prayer workshops and chaplain training to practice this idea that God is all there is. Divine energy is at every point in space, so whatever we need is already here. All of God at every point. It's not coming from a distance like a package from Amazon. It's not coming through time. What we call God is right here, the loving intelligence that stands under the universe. And that means you could lose all your money, but never lack substance. That means all things are possible all the time, which is exactly what Jesus taught. He said, all things are possible for the one who believes. The important thing for us is to hold that awareness of substance, or call it divine energy or creative power. It's always available. The same energy that made you is still with you. You're not just dumped on earth and left alone. But we have to keep the flow open. And another famous Butterworth quote is, God can only do for you what God can do through you. You allow it to flow through you. He suggests an affirmation. I establish myself in the limitless substance of God, and I have abundance. You hear how present and immediate that is? I establish myself in the limitless substance of God, and I have abundance. Affirmations don't become true because you affirm them over and over. They are true statements. They are principles. So you're just lining yourself up with reality, opening channels. Think about this for a minute. With God equally present at every point in space, with unlimited supply, there's no competition. There's enough here for everyone. You can breathe as much as you want, and so can everyone else. We can all be healthy and no one else has to be sick. It's the same for prosperity. Everyone has his or her own pipeline for good. So you can quit looking around for what you want, trying to bring it to you. Just stay centered in God consciousness and open to the flow. And know that you are entitled to it. This can be another hard concept, but just as you're entitled to breathe the air around you, you are entitled to shape substance with your thoughts. It's how the law works. It's the way it was set up. This is what we're supposed to be doing, working with spiritual principles while we're on the earth. Jesus talked about the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. Remember, they never work or worry, but they're taken care of. You have the same support they do. You're entitled to it. He also said, your Father knows what you need before you ask. So why do we ask? It's a claim of entitlement. It shifts your consciousness. It makes you ready to receive. All things are possible for the one who believes. You might call this kind of thinking faith. We don't have faith because God wants us to, and he's pleased with us if we believe in him. We're centering ourselves in universal source, and that aligns us with well-being. That's how you tune into the divine, turn on the flow. I establish myself in the limitless substance of God, and I have abundance. Faith is like a dimmer switch. You can turn it up or down, but faith is always at work. So in unity, we ask, where is your faith? Because it's possible to have faith in lack. Back to all the ways we say, I can't afford that. If the house doesn't sell, we'll be broke. If the stock market crashes, if I don't get a job soon. And those things are real, but where is your faith? Is it in real estate or the stock market or somebody who might hire you? Or are you centered in the unlimited abundance of God? Your abundance might not show up the way you expect or in the form you expect. It might not be a job that brings your abundance. Maybe a rich uncle will leave you money. That's why we keep saying just stay open to the flow. Stay focused on the divine creative energy of the universe that is available to you. You're entitled to it. You can have faith in that. Does faith change things? Yes. The way opening the curtains changes the light in the room. But the light was there all along. Changes the way you relate to it, your experience of it. So faith changes your experience of God and changes your outlook on your own life. Prosperity doesn't come from repeating affirmations over and over to program your subconscious. You're already rich by reason of your divine inheritance. Faith, then, is expectancy. It's going forward with hope. Abundance is always pouring through the universe. You can stand under Niagara Falls with a thimble or a washtub. It's the attitude you bring. The supply awaits your demand. So ask. And I know you've also heard me say, we don't have to ask. It's like this. You ask for water by turning on a faucet. You ask for light by flipping a switch. You ask gravity to hold you in the chair when you sit down. We ask with the effortless assumption that what we need will be there. We'll talk more in this series about ways that we ask. We'll also talk more about how spiritual law works with our thoughts, how we shape substance. For now, just know that God never gives you lack, because God is substance, supply, sufficiency. Lack is a state of mind. It means there's a dam in the channel somewhere, a thought or belief. So for this week, I hope you'll try establishing yourself in the awareness of substance. Focus on the presence of that divine creative energy that can become whatever you need it to be. You don't have to get anything. It's right here. All you have to do is change your mind, change your thinking, see it differently. The supply awaits your demand. So let's take those thoughts into meditation. When we meditate, we just get comfortable. You might want to close your eyes and take a deep breath just to make sure your shoulders are relaxed, your face is relaxed. And we turn within to establish ourselves in the limitless substance of God. As you sit here, imagine yourself in an ocean of divine creative energy. It is everything in potential. It is every possibility. And it is yours to draw from, to shape, to rely on, to have faith in. This is how we know that everything will be all right, because we have access to the raw materials. Picture yourself in this ocean of substance. Establish yourself in it. You might see yourself sitting or standing squarely within this divine love. All you have to do is call forth what you want. Ask and it's given. That is how the law works. We don't always get it right yet, but we remember. We know at a really deep level. That is the law. Ask and it's given. We knew when we came here that we would come with the same divine creative energy that made us, and we would have access to it every day. So spend a little time every day establishing yourself in this limitless substance and affirm, I have abundance. I establish myself in the limitless substance of God, and I have abundance in every form that I need it to take. I remain open to surprises, open to answers I didn't expect, in ways I didn't expect. But I know that this divine energy is working on my behalf through me as I open myself to it. are so grateful for this awareness of our divine connection, never separate. We can always have faith in that. And so it is. Amen.
Hallelujah.